The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Let's play. Sklar Brothers are here, everybody, and that is time now for the entertainment drill, which is brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. You guys want to come with me later today?
Let's do it.
A little self-defense work?
Sure.
Defend yourself against the Sklars.
I have a pair of nunchucks and backups in the car.
Back just gets the first
one. Actually, I took the first one out and it hit my windshield, but I got a free meal, guys.
There you go.
You guys put the win in windshield.
That's right.
We're in the best country in the world. Stop complaining to me.
Don't complain about anything.
I got backup nunchucks.
Food and money back every time you break something of your own.
It's the backup best.
Nunchucks. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's because of you. Get out in the parking lot and give everybody a free meal.
Well, I'm going to mess up everyone's windshield.
Yeah, it's going to be the best. We'll go out and celebrate every time I see a broken windshield. Like, yes, that's right. Food and money.
Upgrade. You just leveled up.
You can go to ReactDefense.com and check out all their seminars and everything else. Get in some of the greatest shape you've ever been in. Become a better version of yourself immediately by learning what you're capable of. And it is a lot more than you're thinking right now. Promise you that. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Elon Musk is the most followed person on Twitter.
Oh.
Just edged out Barack Obama. He's got a little over 133 million.
So Elon Musk named his kid, he had a kid with Grimes, he named his kid X-AEX-12.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe you came up with something that math nerds can now just
put. I can't believe you came up with a worse name than Grimes.
And he said, he tweeted it out, or she tweeted out, we named him after our favorite private jet, the SR-17, to which he then
subtweeted her.
It's actually the SR-71, to which I'm like,
yeah. So then she tweeted, sorry, I got it wrong. I just had your baby. And I'm and we're like, wait, you guys don't follow each other
this
on Twitter?
This should be a direct message. Or turn to your right.
Yeah,
she's in the hospital room.
He's right next to you.
The one with your baby.
He's right next to you.
Yeah. I don't understand that, but you just see Elon is in talks with all the other super geniuses of the world about stopping AI.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to happen. Like, today, they're like, please, we have to stop this.
It's like global warming. We got to stop this before it crosses the line.
Right.
I'm afraid of it. Of course.
Of course we are.
Yeah, I'm afraid that, like, my...
When you say you're talking about Allen Iverson.
That's right.
We're talking about...
We must stop him. They're practicing.
We're talking about
practice. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
We're talking artificial intelligence.
We're talking artificial
AI.
Not a robot. We're talking
about artificial AI.
Not a Roomba. We're talking your refrigerator.
Big movie out this weekend, Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm. Debatable. Debatable how.
I heard it's only playing in kids' basements.
Hugh Grant's in it, and he had a funny comment earlier this week. He talked about how stars don't hook up anymore filming
on
movies
the set.
They're too busy.
That's right.
They don't know, putting their phones down.
Yeah, if they'd interact, maybe they would.
Look, it's a bummer.
Lorne Michaels is creating a series with Apple about MLB legend Lou Gehrig.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be hilarious.
What's
the one thing I've always wanted is Lou Gehrig the comedy.
Yeah.
That would be great. And when the person announces that they got the part, today, I am the luckiest person in Hollywood.
Because what we'd never hear is all the funny things that happened to Lou.
Yes. Lou was funny.
He was a hilarious guy.
He was really funny as he was dying.
Yeah. So many mistakes.
So many. Oh, I mean, just he would trip over stuff.
Slapstick without even trying.
Yes. A lot of physical comedy.
Clint Eastwood is announcing his last ride in the movie biz. This is the last film he's going to be doing with Warner Brothers.
Really dirty, Harry.
I think it's weird that he chose it to be a snuff film.
His own snuffing.
Oh, wow. You got to die doing something you love.
Yeah.
It's said to be a thriller with the working title Juror Number Two. Yeah, centering around... A juror on a murder trial who realizes He may have caused the victim's death and must grapple with the dilemma of whether to manipulate the jury to save himself or reveal the truth to turn himself in.
Wasn't this the plot of that Pauly Shore movie?
Yes, it was. Encino Man. That was Encino Man.
Sorry. I was going to say jury duty.
And the juror has a pet rooster.
Yeah, Cry Macho.
He does have a pet rooster?
No. Did you see Cry Macho?
No.
Oh, so tough.
That's exactly what you'll do. Shake your head.
Did he kill the rooster with his finger guns? Yeah. Oh, no, that was the other movie.
That was Gran Torino.
Gran Torino, which I absolutely love.
Get off my lawn.
I know what you mungs are thinking standing in my front yard, but it's time everybody got out of here.
Get off.
You're like, okay, you're just taking down some Asian kids.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And the worst part about it is there's literally a moment where they bring him fish, the heads of fish, and it gives. I mean, Clint just had to write and just giggle the entire time.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm a bigot, and this is going to be great.
This is good.
Finally,
watch this.
Finally, I can say what I always thought.
He calls that kid. Who was it?
Everything's a slur in the movie.
It's unreal.
Paul Stanley from Kiss recently insulted former bandmates Ace Frehley and Peter Criss.
I mean,
they asked him about why didn't they play in the Hall of Fame. He goes, because it would sound like piss.
Wow.
Wait a second.
So there's a moment recently, that's an old concert where someone with a laser point, they're playing, and then someone with a laser pointer starts pointing at it at one of them.
And then Kiss stops the concert.
And Paul Stanley, and
who's got the laser pointer?
Oh, you're a tough guy. Huh?
Who's got the laser pointer? He's like your mom from Long Island.
Put the laser pointer down.
You Mr. Tough Guy with a laser pointer.
And Ace Frehley is walking around in the back, and he's gained enough weight that he looks basically our friend Neil, who said he looked like a baked potato on top of two French fries. Walking around back there. Yeah. That to me was the thing. Kiss, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah.
Well, every day.
That to me is.
I couldn't party the first day after I rocked and rolled all night.
Yeah, you just want to say it. You know,
who's going to do that?
Let's be honest. Even at 20, I was like, God, I need to rest.
I sentence you to partying every day. On day two, people are like,
gross.
It's the worst.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, Ace is firing back. He's giving Paul 1 week to issue a public apology. And if he doesn't, Ace is going to ruin both Paul and Gene Simmons.
How?
Says he has 120 pages worth of dirt on them.
I guarantee that.
And he'll go public with it.
I want this to come out so badly.
Please.
Bring it out.
I know.
Ruin them. Open up the
files. And who would cash in on it? Yeah. Gene.
I have preempted Ace's move by writing a book about all the bad things I've done. It's called, F*** You, Ace. The Tales of Gene Simmons.
It's called Ace in the Hole.
Ace Hole, we call it.
The Ace Hole.
Who was it? Was it, it might have been Craig Gass, or someone said they went to interview Gene at his house about his book.
Yeah,
he's promoting his book, and he's like, can I get a copy of it? Yes, you can.
Of course you can.
$12.99.
For $22.50.
And he had one of those old-school credit card machines.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it didn't work, Craig. I'm going to have to cut your card.
He pops up.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Craig.
Your credit's no good here. If you have cash, you can have a book. Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the establishment.
It came back declined. He does sound like he's like a maitre d' in a very nice restaurant.
You know who he is? He's a very calm Vince McMahon.
Calm Vince McMahon or American Liam Neeson?
That's it.
You know what you've done is you're going to be taken. I have a very specialized set of skills, usually with a bass guitar.
Your credit card is going to be taken.
I'm sorry.
Very special set of credit card readers.
I have a very special set of credit skills. I've checked Experian and all the
other
bureaus.
Use services.
Unfortunately, it's with Signature Bank.
TransUnion.
Things have gone badly.
I'm afraid you have a 560 and you can't.
Why do you have a
Why are you taking money out of your 529 for your children's college fund?
Yeah,
it's gone up. Craig's like, thank you.
Craig's thrilled with a 560 at this point. All right, we got the Guadalupe Squares coming up in just moments. If you want to play, 585-9800 is the phone number. We need a girl and we need a guy. The Sklar Brothers. Guadalupe Squares are upon us, and we need you here for this one. What are we giving away? We got U-Fest.
Disturbed tickets.
Oh, tickets to go see the band Disturbed. Yeah. That ain't so bad. So the winner will get that. You guys call us, 585-9800. The Guadalupe Squares are next.
Arizona's most powerful, rock radio station. UPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.